Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday morning, October the 20th, 2025, 10:20:25, 17 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody to join me group at Kroger Monday, October 27th, Route 95, 5 to 7 p.m. for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, Monday, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Ghost and Goblins galore at the location on Route 95. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We talked about the No Kings rally in Marion this past Saturday, and we played some interviews from that event. In hour number one, it certainly was an interesting event. It was loud. There was a lot of honking. There were a lot of people there. And the question is, why does it bother people so much? I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't know why that gets under people's skin, but it certainly does. You know, anytime you post a story about something like that, it gets people whipped up into a frenzy. And I'm not sure why it is, but last weekend, or two days ago, however you want to say it, it certainly got people whipped up into some kind of frenzy over the No Kings protest. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Oh, yes.
Duh, this, I can't believe people are protesting the rounding up of illegal aliens. People who have skipped ahead of those law-abiding people who want to become U.S. citizens that are standing in line, taking a number, and waiting their turn. I just can't, I can't wrap my brain around it, you know?
Well, I don't know, after talking with the people in hour number one, if that's what was the main issue on people's mind. I think if that was all that was being done, I don't know that the protest would be that large.
How would you estimate the number of bodies up there protesting?
Well, this is interesting, because this is where everybody goes, and this is fascinating to me.
Well, it can be, it's kind of comparable to the party in the park.
Right, and that's another one of those events. If it was somebody who did not like the party in the park, people said they lowballed the number. But if it was somebody who was putting the event on, they highballed. And I don't know what a success is and what a failure is, so that's what confuses me. You know, if I went to any event as a news person to cover something, I would go to three or four different event organizers and people who are attending, and I would say, what are the numbers here? Because I assume they are keeping track of it. And that's what I did on Saturday, and I got everything between 300 and 400. So the
I'm curious, the people that you were saying, or those who held them out to be the organizer of the event,
mm-hmm.
were they elected by that No King, we are the No Kings group, or whatever they call themselves?
No, it was the Citizens for Democracy group is the one, which is a local group, which put this on up along, I think, in conjunction with the local Democratic Party.
See, that's what I don't understand. The protest was against, I'm assuming, Donald Trump, the president?
I think it was against the government shutdown. I think it was against raising health care costs. I think it was against the possible elimination of Medicare. I think it, or Medicaid, excuse me. I think it was against bringing charges against people who we really don't know why they're being charged, except the president has ordered the attorney general to do it. I think it was about detaining people who have not been charged with a crime. I think that's what was the main thought on everybody's mind.
I don't think there are people who have been detained without being charged without a crime.
Well, we know there have been.
How would they know whom to get to take them into custody if they didn't have priors?
Because the Supreme Court has made a ruling, which is strange to me, that says if you look like you could be an illegal, you can be arrested. You can be detained.
Get the hell out of here. Have you seen it in writing?
Yeah, look it up.
That's the most absurd thing. But then, you know, the Supreme Court gave corporations unlimited funding for political candidates, which is outrageous.
Well, and then there's also a problem that people have with troops being deployed, National Guards, into cities that are not asking for them.
But see, those people who, their own law enforcement people who can't handle it, you know, the president has every right to do that. He's the commander in chief. He controls everything military. That's why he has the title commander in chief.
Well, there's supposed to be a check and balance on him, and there's not right now. And that is a big problem for a lot of people. That's what a lot of people were saying down there is, we don't like what Trump is doing, but where is the Congress? Where is the Senate? What are they doing?
Well, you know, too, with this impasse with the government, you know, I've heard stories both sides. And you know what makes it a real bitch of a problem is, who are you going to believe? Everybody has lost their veracity. What? So-and-so says something, and somebody says something to counter that. And it's just, you know, quite frankly, it's a pissing match.
Well,
and
I mean,
whoever's got the biggest bladder, Jerry Nadler, is probably going to win. I don't know, but you would think that they would say, hey, look, let's put government back in gear, and we're going to put it back in gear for 30 days. We're going to work this thing out and revisit. If we have to shut down after 30 days, shut down again. And, you know, do something so that a lot of the government can still function and do the things they're supposed to do.
Well, but, I mean, there is no doubt. I mean, people can say what they want, but the facts are that if the shutdown did not happen, premiums for people on Obamacare would go up quite a bit, and Medicaid certainly would be affected, and Medicare, certain parts of it would be affected. That's fact. Now, you can go looking.
I would like to see. I've heard so many people that are making in excess of $150,000 being on Medicaid.
I don't think that's happened. Well, that's illegal.
Exactly. But that's what I have heard.
Well, you can hear.
You know, I would like to know exactly. Is that true? And maybe, and I could be confusing that with the food stamp program. Maybe that's what I'm confusing with. But you know, I think the whole thing, everything needs to be reset and reevaluated, and that's going to be a, you know, are you familiar with the Gordian knot?
Yeah, but hold on, I want to come back to a point here, that the initial conversation here is about the rallies, and why do they upset people? I mean, near as I could tell, it was a peaceful rally. Near as I could tell, that's what you're allowed to do in the United States. That's one of our big rights, freedom of speech, freedom to protest. So what is so upsetting about these rallies for people?
Who's upset?
Oh, as soon as I put that on the social media page, 620 reactions, 300.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
What are they saying? They shouldn't be protesting? Or
no, no. The majority are, they should be, but there are a few that come in there and they say nasty things, and then they get combated with the people who are for the protest. Why does it matter if people went down there and protested? I don't get why that gets under people's skin to the degree that it does.
I think it's people that have nothing better to do, and, you know, it's social media. As Warren Buffett said, the internet is kind of like the CB radio craze. People have supposedly have anonymity, but it's, you know, the anonymity is fading away quickly because it's kind of hard to do a lot of things without being found out who you are. But, you know, hey, why should anybody care? Somebody's protesting, okay. If you think it's stupid that you should have diapers on your cats and dogs and you want to protest that, more power to you. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Well, and I also think it's very interesting that these were the biggest protests in the history of the United States of America last week, bigger than the Vietnam protests. Now, something's going on.
Wow. I would question that.
Well, I think
Was it bigger than the Million Man March?
Well, yeah, I think that was just in one place. This was all over the country.
Well, comparatively speaking, hey, that's their right to protest. More power to you. The big thing is, it's one thing to protest. It's another thing to become enlightened, to know what things are happening, to call your people in Washington, D.C., and to go to the ballot every time there's an opportunity to vote.
Well, I think we're going to find out in November if these things are having any protest. I was having this conversation Saturday night with somebody. I said, 300 people in downtown Marion, if you look at the margins that people won local elections last time, they are not big margins. They're within 100 votes. Some are within 50 votes. If just a portion of these people show up to vote in November, the local Republican Party is going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my opinion is both parties need to really reassess and get in to communities to find out what people are concerned with. And I think one helpful thing that needs to be done, there should be no lobbying going on. Professional lobbyers that take the attraction from our representatives, from the local people to the national level. And if we got rid of all of the lobbyists, that could possibly help, as well as term limits. So, I don't know. Hey, you know, that's the American way. Protest. That's your right. Protest until your last dying breath. Hopefully it'll make a change, but try to encourage more people to just become aware of what issues are and get as much information as you can so you can make a better informed decision when you cast your ballot. And again, if you want to protest and not vote, you have to vote. Because there are too many veterans that have given their lives for you to vote. Just go get a ballot. Don't vote for anything. Cast a blank ballot and honor those who have made it possible for you to vote.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, the No Kings protest on Saturday here in Marion and all across the country, a very hot-button issue for a lot of people, to say the least. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that was interesting. I mean, Terry doesn't think that these ICE agents and stuff, there's never been no documented case. What about 30 Koreans or South Koreans over there setting up a plant, and ICE comes in there, handcuffs and arrests them? And by the time they get released, going through that hassle, they get on a plane and they go back home and they say, fuck you. That wasn't reported? Do you think that was fake? You think that was fake news? What about the judge that issued a verdict to Trump to turn the damn plane around and he defied her? Now, was that fake news? You know, I think there's a lot more going on than removing illegals from this country. And a lot of the illegals, they just go around. They see you got dark skin or squinted eyes or something, they just grab you, arrest you, take you in. And you don't have hardly any due process rights. You can go over there. What about Trump going after all his enemies? You know, Terry, you could get on the bad list of Trump. And would it be right to Trump to do that to you?
Well, I think it's very interesting that the new policy at the Department of Defense, journalist policy, that CNN, NBC, ABC, even Fox News would not sign the policy. They said this is not freedom of the press.
Well, Trump always has had a war on the press. I've never seen no president or politicians get so upset about the press, and then he tries to put charges on anybody like that. I mean, this is so much more about that, but that is bad enough. When you don't have positive proof that somebody's a criminal and you just go out and grab them and they have hardly any due process, eventually they might be released. But a lot of them are going over there in that foreign country, and, you know, their rights are done.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, hopefully some other people are upset about, you know.
Well, they're listening. I mean, we've got comments here. Laura out here this morning. They've had ICE agents waiting on immigrants to show up for their court dates, you know. Immigrants who are following the correct process. ICE has been detaining them. So, I mean, people are out here. They're listening.
And ICE is saying they're going to the Super Bowl, too. Now, is that the place to go in and grab a hold of people that you look I think, you know, they might be an illegal immigrant. Is the Super Bowl the place to do that? No, because you could cause more harm with people rioting and getting killed because you're going into there. You know, a lot of people get a warrant for their arrest, but that don't mean they're actually going out and trying to find you. If you ever get pulled over and your license is checked, a lot of times that's when the warrant sets in. If they're going out to find you, you have to have done something major. And that's how you find those illegal immigrants.
Well, we're going to see how it plays out. Thanks for calling. All right, the phone lines are open. Obviously, people have very strong opinions about this, to say the least. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We should say there will be committee meetings tonight at City Hall, starting at 6:30. That should be interesting. Now, Candidates Night is tomorrow night. here in Marion. It will be broadcast live on the station starting at 7:30. You don't want to miss that. I think our coverage will actually start at 7:15. But what's going to happen with candidates tonight? You know, you have the 6th Ward race between Mr. Prater and Anthony Azaria. You have the at-large race, Aaron Rollins, Bill Dichtel, Danny Clark, Kent Holleran, who I believe is the write-in candidate. You know, a lot of stuff going on. All the Charter City people tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller.
Jobs and Economic Development Committee. On the city's agenda, on their website, they have November the 6th. That's a Thursday. Has any committee meetings ever been held on a weekday other than Monday or Tuesday?
You know, I don't know. Got me. Not in recent times that I remember.
Because Tuesday is the 4th, Election Day.
Right.
But, yeah, I saw it on there, and it's kind of that new website. You got to know what committee's doing what, or you have to scroll down through all of them to see when they meet. Before, at least, it showed an entire calendar of when they were going to meet and stuff. So anyways, have you heard any rumblings on the taking over? Is Can Do going to stay alive, or is it dead and the city's going to do the whole thing?
I don't think anybody said much more about that. You know, I think, honestly, all the attention's being focused on tomorrow night right now. I mean, there'll be some things going on tonight in committee that will happen at 6:30. But I think that a lot of people are interested in tomorrow night's candidates night. And it's not hard to understand why, because there's a possibility of over 30 people being on that stage, which I don't think has ever happened at a candidates night, because there's never been a Charter City candidate group up there. There's a couple of interesting things going on there. A lot of people saying who's going to show up, who's not going to show up. Now, I would guess in the ward races, the at-large race, I would imagine they would all show up. I can't imagine somebody would not. I also can't imagine that Azaria or Prater would not show up for the 6th ward. So that looks pretty strong. But the big question is, of the 23 people, who's going to show up for this Charter City commission group to be questioned at the League of Women Voters event tomorrow night? And
if I understood correctly, Teresa Lubke's going to be out of town.
She is. I heard that as well. But the one that seemingly has sparked the most interest is apparently Robert Landon will not be there.
Wow. If he's not there, I think that's just a nail in his coffin.
Now, I should make the point to say the reason that is being given that he will not be there is he has to work. Now, here we are. I think the problem that people have with this is that he's probably right now the most vocal person about having a charter commission, and I think he has said he's the one who first started talking about this, so not to attend this event, I think is bothering people in a way. Now,
I can't believe he was the one that started the whole thing with charter, because I know that Brett Cornelius, a former councilman, was heavily working toward that.
I remember Brett talking about it more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. So apparently Robert will not be there. Now, again, he might have to work. I'm not saying he doesn't have to work. But I also know the way these League of Women Voter, the group, does this event. I mean, how long ago did you get your invitation? It goes out quite a ways in advance.
Oh, it was at least a month before the event.
Yeah, at least a month.
Yeah, it could have been as much as 5 weeks anyhow.
Right.
You know?
So and
it would have seemed that if you were so adamantly engaged in a charter, that you would make arrangements to be able to attend.
Well, and I think the other problem that people have with this is that when he ran for auditor, which is kind of where a lot of people feel this problem started, he also did not attend that League of Women Voters night. I believe he said he had to work that night. So,
he was essentially a straw candidate. It was Schultz and Matthews that really kind of forced him into it, you know?
Well, all I'll say, he did not attend that one either back in 2019. Now, maybe it was some other reason, but he did not attend that. And, again, a lot of people feel that this whole charter city idea got on the ballot because of problems with the auditor and the treasurer. Now, I don't think these problems originated with Miranda McGinnis and Tommy Reese. They currently are in those positions. But a lot of people feel those problems originated with Robert Landon. So for him to be the most vocal about the charter city and wanting it and saying he was the first one to bring it up, and also being a former auditor, to not attend tomorrow night to take questions about it and his candidacy for it, you know, that's getting under people's skin a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. You know, if you're, you know what the avant-garde is, right?
Yeah.
In the true sense. If you're the avant-garde and you ain't showing up to lead the attack, how can you expect anybody to follow you?
So, well,
that's life. But, you know, it shouldn't be any surprise if he dramatically fumbles and garners little to no votes in that respect. But then who knows?
Well, here's an article, by the way, just so I do have my facts right. Marion City Auditor Kelly Carr, a Democrat, was at the debate, but was not seated because her challenger, Republican Robert Landon, was not present. The league says he emailed that he could not attend because he was on business for my employer. So it is true he did not attend also for business for his employer in 2019 when he ran for auditor. And that's from an old Marion Star article.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I would think my gut reaction would be, I guess the guy doesn't really want the office he's supposedly seeking.
Well, it's interesting. We'll see how it all plays out.
Doesn't seem much of an effort than maybe counting solely on Facebook and the Marion Needs a Charter site. Who knows? A ghost candidate. So... can you give me, what were your thoughts with the videos you saw of Lubke, Shank, geez, I'm losing my mind already, I can't remember the names. That's why I shouldn't be in politics, I can never remember anybody's name.
Pat? Was it Pat?
No.
No.
You got, I sent you a copy of their
Oh, yeah, I thought it was good.
Social media.
I thought they were good.
For four of them.
Yeah.
So, yep, only four. And I sent out to the people I feel deserve to be candidates. And they're the only ones that have responded. So hopefully they will be on that. And my fingers are crossed that I can have the opportunity to work with them. So I think those four people that I've helped will succeed.
We'll see how it goes.
So anyways, to a better tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, and also I should mention, there is also a question. People are wondering if the mayor is going to attend. Will the police chief attend? Will the law director attend? I don't know. I guess we'll find out as tomorrow approaches, 7:30 to 9:30 on this station. Don't miss it. And then we've got the Amy Acton interview, by the way. Tomorrow it will be live, 10:15 to 10:45. I'm interested in that. Amy Acton appeared on the program for the first time on Friday. And I'll tell you, there's another thing, person, issue that gets people really wild. It gets them riled up. I'm not really sure why Amy Acton is such a lightning rod at this point for people. That's an interesting thing going on for me, but she'll be on tomorrow after the League of Women Voters event, 10:15 to 10:45, live on this station. So a full night of politics, local and state. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, just to be clear, I do want to say that the fact that Robert did appear on this show a couple months ago was great. And I think he appreciated the interview. I appreciated the interview. It took 5 years to get there. And I thought he gave a very good interview. It was a decent interview. So it is strange to me that he would not attend this with past history. Now, again, I'm not saying that he doesn't have to work tomorrow night. He may very well have to work. I'm not doubting that at all. All I'm saying is that I think when you are very vocal about a subject, and he certainly has been on social media about Charter City, when the league lets you know a month plus in advance that they're doing the event, you did not attend for basically the same reason back in 2019, the same event. You know, that's what looks bad. Now, that's the way it is, and people will react as they will react. And I think also a lot of this has to do with the fact that he is a former auditor. And a lot of people, rightfully or wrongly, feel that a lot of the problem in the auditor's office started when he was there. So, I think not to show tomorrow night may have some impact on him getting on the committee. Maybe it won't. Guess you never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, we don't know who else will pull a no-show tomorrow night either. We do know that Teresa Lubke will not be there. That has been said. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. Does this have any impact for anybody? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we've got about 11 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, do you know where Robert Landon's working at?
I believe he works for an insurance company.
Because I was just wondering who would hire him. I mean, Charlie Brown might hire him, but I don't think Lucy would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in person, he's a nice man. He came in here and did the interview finally. I appreciate that. I'm kind of surprised that he is not showing tomorrow night. Now,
well, if you don't show for things like that, you don't have the time to do it. You can't run for city council and be a fireman or whatever. And every time there's meetings and stuff, you're not going to attend. You run, if you're that busy, you just don't run for an office.
Well, I think that could, I think you pose a very interesting question here, that if the league let him know a month in advance of when this was, and he could not get off on this one night to attend this event, what if a charter committee meeting is going to be on a certain night? Well, that's a valid question.
Yeah, that's just the point on that I was wanting to make. But
No, it's valid. And other than those two, I haven't heard anybody who's not going to show up or who is going to show up. So we'll know, I guess, tomorrow night when the event takes place.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, Robert, you're always free to call in here and explain what's going on with this whole thing. And who knows, maybe he will show up tomorrow night. Maybe he'll get off work earlier than he thinks he will, and he'll show up, and all will be what it is. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
That was a very interesting point that he just made.
I thought so.
Because so many of these people are on this board, that board, all of these boards. Good heavens, a person can only do so much in a 24-hour period of time. So that's something that people need to take into account. These people who just like to be on boards, you know, can they meet at the times, etc., so on and so forth. That was a very good point that was made, and people need to really think about that when they go to the ballot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a point. Certainly is a point. Will Lois Fisher show up tomorrow night? She's also on this ballot. There's another name. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow night. It'll be interesting. Jason Schaber, also on the ballot. Will he show up? We'll all find out tomorrow night. 7:30 to 9:30 on the station. Then don't forget the Amy Acton interview. That will follow it live, and it will be live 10:15 until 10:45. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, you know what? I want to go on record as saying, I think Robert, maybe we'll try to get off early and show up at this thing tomorrow night. He's very passionate about this Charter City issue. So, you know, maybe he'll try to make it tomorrow night. Maybe he'll be there. You never know. I don't think they would turn him away. So, you know, let's just wait and see what happens. And then, whatever the fallout is from that, we can discuss. But that's what I heard. And by the way, I did not hear that from Robert himself. So, maybe it's not correct information. I don't know. We just have to play it by ear. It's just what I heard. It's, we'll have to put it into that category. Things that I heard were going to happen. So, maybe he will be there. I don't know. Certainly would be good on his behalf if he were able to make it. 7:30 to 9:30. All right, again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on anything. If you have any thoughts on the No Kings protests this past weekend, the Amy Acton interview coming up tomorrow night, Candidates Night coming up tomorrow night. You know, it's all coming up. It's all here. It is autumn, and we're heading into election season, and there's a lot of stuff in the air, to be sure. So, here we go. City Council tonight. All the stuff that's going on. And all the stuff that is of interest to people. You know, that's another point. I have heard people say that they feel that a lot of the current politicians will not show up for this event tomorrow night. You know, I don't think that's true. I would tend to believe that they would show up, but I don't have a crystal ball. I guess I'll find out when you do. I'll find out when I show up tomorrow night if they're there or not. I would think, as far as the Charter City thing went, I would think a lot of people would want to show up for that. I would think you'd want to make your point as to why you want to be on that commission and why Marion needs a Charter City in general. I would think that would be a very big point to make. Let's see here. Okay, I'm being asked by one of our listeners this morning, what is the city website? Okay, well, you know what? I don't visit the City of Marion website a whole lot, but I can find it for you here real quick. Let's see here. You know, I think it's marionohio.us is the website. Yep, that's it. marionohio.us for our listener out there this morning. That's how you get to the City of Marion website. You know, I just went to the website again. I don't know what's going on at the top where all those words are running into each other. I thought that problem had been fixed. But, you know, websites take time. I'm certainly not a website designer. MarianOhio.us, though, is the website. You're welcome to the person who wanted to know what that was. All right, still time to call in. We've got about 4 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, the cooler weather is here. That's for sure. The windy, blustery, rainy, cooler weather certainly slid in last night, and we'll see how it goes. As I said earlier in this broadcast, I'm still fascinated by the fact that Amy Acton is a lightning rod for people, for both good and bad. Some people like her a whole lot. Some people do not like her a whole lot. I don't know. I never dreamed that Amy Acton would be such a lightning rod for people. Go ahead, caller.
Tonight is city council committee meetings, right?
Yes.
You said city council.
Yeah. No, I thought I said committee earlier, but maybe not. Yes, it is committee meetings.
Well, the second time, some time back, you did say the committees, but the last time you mentioned it, it's just city council.
So, yes, it is committee meetings tonight.
Which committees are they?
I have no idea. I don't look at the agenda. I just show up.
Ah. Well, you got the city's wonderful new website up there. Look it up.
Well, is it on the website now?
I think it is. You got to poke around which one. It isn't laid out like today such and such going to happen. They break it down into the actual committees and stuff.
I think Adam reads it on the news report, so just wait for the next top of the hour and you'll hear.
Yep. To a better tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say, we are approaching the final minutes of the broadcast today. But don't forget the big plug to tune in tomorrow night to the League of Women Voters Candidates Night on this station, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And then the Amy Acton interview live in and of itself, 10:15 until 10:45. Well, it'll be a late night tomorrow night, but getting out the information is what we want to do, so hopefully we will be able to do that tomorrow night. Well, we're in the final minute of our broadcast here. Well, we've got committee meetings tonight at City Council. Hopefully that will be of interest for people. And we'll be back here tomorrow morning to talk about what went on there tonight as everybody gets ready for candidates night. And I don't think we've had a candidates night like this, the old way of doing candidates night, in quite some time. It's almost hard to believe that it's tomorrow. You know, I think the warm weather stayed around so long, it doesn't feel like we're that late in October where candidates night should already be happening, but it is, and it will happen tomorrow night, and you can listen right here. If you're listening now, this is the way to listen. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share.